Smart Speaker. This is BBC Radio 3. In an hour, it's the New Music Show with Tom Service. And then Penny Gore keeps you company with music through the night, starting with a concert from Slovenia that include Brooks' G minor violin concerto and Robert Schumann's Second Symphony. Join her if you can from 12:30. Now at 10 o'clock, it's Music Planet with Lobo Kotari.
Vem maga lenha rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem maga lenha rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sergio Mendes, legendary multi-award-winning Brazilian arranger, pianist and band leader. He died on the 5th of September this year, aged 83, from complications of long COVID in Los Angeles that had been his home since the 60s. His career spanned more than six decades, with music from bossa nova and jazz to full-on modern-day pop and hip-hop. With more than 50 albums to his name, I chose Magalenha from his album Brasileiro, not just because it won him a Grammy, but also because that song is the iconic sound of the country. If you don't know much about him, there are many wonderful obituaries in the press for you to read and a huge back catalogue of music for you to delve into. Sergio Mendes, a remarkable artist and one who will be truly missed. Well, welcome to Music Planet with me, Lopa Kotari. On the programme this evening, we've got a whole lot of attitude for you and passion as Beto Arcos is taking us on a flamenco road trip. Plus, our classic artist this week is a name that's new to me, one of China's most renowned scholars of the Guzheng, Professor Liang Xiaoping. More about him later. Well, one of the artists here in the UK this month is Baloji. He's playing at Band on the Wall in Manchester next week on the 27th and at the Village Underground in London the following day, Saturday the 28th. The first time I saw Baloji, I thought, if Little Richard had been 6 foot something, this is what he would have looked like. And expanding his multifarious activities, Baloji is now also an award-winning filmmaker. His film Omen debuted at the Cannes Film Festival last year and it won Un Certain Regard New Voice Prize. Plus, it had 13 nominations at the Africa Movie Academy Awards. Well, to applaud his accomplishments, here's L'Hiver Indien, Indian Winter, from his 2018 album 137 Avenue Canaima.
Quand tombe le mercure, le ciel pique du nez, les éclairs ce sont des fissures, dans un plafond goudronné, encaisser le choc thermique, échange d'amabilité, au fond de la glace, moi c'est Emeric Bouyamba, enchanté, mon prénom catholique, est un passe-droit à ma couleur, dans les familles à salaire unique, on fait du 5 euros de l'heure. Paris et sa couronne, Paris, Paris, chambre de bonne, boulevard large comme le fleuve, peu de champs de manœuvre, en classe prépa, dans mon cas, c'est la course au certificat, les papiers, c'est le Graal, Bénonville à la verticale, les assos évangéliques font la sécu jusqu'au creek. Hiver 54, sans l'abbé Pierre, bilan polyester, freeze. Bousculade pour des places assises, taxi brousse moderne, 8 mois que l'on hiberne. C'est la mire, on neige en plein délire. Des flocons, flocons, flocons. Pas de linge au balcon, soleil pâle, couleur néon. Mimétisme, t'as un caméléon. Ici, c'est l'empire du môle. Des villes souterraines, du métro à ma piole. Telle une bouillotte humaine, les démarches tuent ma patience. Assigné à résidence, entre isolement et repli. Déserteur, vu du pays. Pour une bourse étude, brevet d'aptitude, tu sais l'attitude, trop de lassitude et d'estime. L'exil, c'est être anonyme. Les cultures se télescopent, pas le Kalonji chez les Diop. Les soniqués, entre soniqués, cohabitent sans se mélanger. Qu'importe le pays hôte, ils vivent côte à côte.
Accroché à son radiateur.
I done it all, trying to make it on my own. Live my very best and I won my throne, I know. Reaping all the seeds I sow. Counting on my blessing that the Lord control my soul. Even though the lights go low. Even though I've never been lost, never felt at home. Oh Lord, carry this load. Oh Lord, tell them leave me alone, alone.
Don't take my soul, don't. so they want it. They want to take control.
KOG, Kweku of Ghana, a bright young creative force based in the UK, channeling Afrobeat, high life and the cultural melting pot that is London. We met him at WOMAD this year, sharing the stage with two Ghanaian high life legends, Pat Thomas and Charles Omoa. That track was the title song from his album, Don't Take My Soul, that's due out next week on Pura Vida Sounds, the imprint of much respected French label Heavenly Sweetness. And he's gigging with his big band here in the UK this November. OK, how's about something totally different? Let's head to Scandinavia for a bit of Norwegian folk from Frode Nyvold and friends. The strange thing is that this album, Trioljedam, was actually recorded over 40 years ago in 1981, when Frode Nyvold, a folk singer, anthropologist and pedagogue, gathered a group of musicians to record some traditional folk songs at a farm in Sauland in eastern Norway. But for reasons that, frankly, no one remembers, it seems to have been forgotten and, I guess, sank without a trace into the permafrost. Now, thawed out, so to speak, and given a little digital love, it has finally been released. Here's the opening track, short and absolutely charming.
Var det mig eller var det dig som gjorde valsen så grej? Var det mig eller var det dig som gjorde valsen så grej? För det vet du lika väl som jag att den är valsen och den var grej. Vill du valsa med mig så vill jag sova hos dig.
Så väl som jag i att den är valsen och den var grej. это банально. Но только закрою глаза, мне снятся бананы.
You know, even before I saw the title of that album, I thought this is the sound of the 80s. Moog synths, electronic drum kits and a definite nod to Boney M. And yes, it is indeed the sound of the 80s. That was Dancing Island from Uzbekistan's Angelina Petrosova, one of the tracks on the album, synthesising the Silk Roads, Uzbek disco, Tajik folktronica, Uyghur rock and Crimean Tatar jazz from the 1980s Soviet Central Asia. And it's out on that intrepid label, Ostinato Records. It is a little gem of an album. You're listening to me, Lafa Qatari, and Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. We're about halfway through the programme. Still to come, this week's classic artist and another album from the Lost and Found, from none other than Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, one of the greatest voices of all time. But right now, we're off to hang out with Beto Arcos for a flamenco road trip. So get ready for some unadulterated passion.
Hello. I'm Beto Arcos. Greetings from Madrid, Spain. I'm here for a very special celebration of the legacy of brothers Pepe and Paco de Lucía. The Paco de Lucía Foundation, in collaboration with the BMG record label, released a double album titled Pepito y Paquito, Las Grabaciones Perdidas, The Lost Recordings of Pepe de Lucía and Paco de Lucía from 1959. On this road trip, I'll be exploring a bit of the rich, diverse and sometimes complex world of flamenco and related musics. Before being known as Paco de Lucía and Pepe de Lucía, they were Pepito and Paquito, two prodigies of singing and guitar surrounded by art and music in their native Algeciras, Andalusia, in southern Spain. Very few were aware of or had access to the first recordings of the Sánchez Gómez brothers that were made between 1959 and 1960. At that time, the brothers were ages 13 and 11 for Pepe and Paco, respectively. Let's listen to one of the 21 gems included in the new release. This piece is called Me Falta la Resistencia. Pepe de Lucía sings and Paco de Lucía is on guitar.
Quiero que venga y a verme. Quiero que venga y a verme.
That's the song called Me Falta La Resistencia, performed by brothers Pepe and Paco de Lucía. Pepe de Lucía's voice bursts with nerve and charisma in this song, adapting a famous tango by La Repompa de Málaga. The deep and passionate cante hondo is crystallized in the natural dialogue that occurs between Pepe's vocal ability and the technical skill of his younger brother, Paco. During the presentation of the double album, Pepe de Lucía recalled the period when they made these recordings in the late 1950s and early 60s. He says, back in those days, there were other children that sang flamenco, los Joselitos del Cante, Joselito, but kids like me that sang all the flamenco palos, 26 or 27 palos or styles, there were none. I'm saying this with complete humility. I believe there were no kids that sang and knew all the cantes. And who's responsible for that? My father. He had one of those gramophone record players, and he played all the great singers, and I listened. My older brother Ramon corrected my singing. Paco accompanied on the guitar, and that's how it was, all the time. We had the support of my mother. She would put us to sleep in one room together, and she was always by our side. We made these recordings with all that love. The collection includes the three first guitar solos recorded by Paco de Lucía at age 11. All three solos are based on pieces by guitarist Niño de Ricardo, one of his major influences. Let's listen to one of the solos, Bulería Niño Ricardo. That's flamenco guitarist Paco de Lucía with a piece called Bulería Niño Ricardo from the double album titled Pepito y Paquito, the lost recordings of Pepe de Lucía and Paco de Lucía. Last February 25th marked a decade since the death of Paco de Lucía, considered the greatest genius of the Spanish guitar. Since then, the flamenco guitar world has missed him and remembers him, but his legacy continues. On a warm Sunday afternoon, I took a train to the city of Girona, about an hour north of Barcelona. I went there with my dear friend, visual artist Pedro Struckel, to attend a flamenco gathering. We're in the green, lush hills above the city of Girona, at the foot of the Pyrenees. A group of about 12 people gather around guitarist Mario Mas and singer Jordi Fornells, who perform various flamenco songs. After the gathering, Mario Mas and Jordi Fornells invite me and my friend Pedro Struckel to a very special place, Ermita del Calvari, a small chapel on top of a meadow. As the sun goes down, Mario Mas plays an introduction to a song called Solitud. The song is played in a flamenco style called petenera, one of the many palos or styles of music that came to Spain from Latin America. This song goes back at least 300 years to the region of Veracruz on the Gulf of Mexico. But for me, the icing on the cake is that Jordi Fornells sings it in Catalonian, his native language. Fornells says he composed the song inspired by the dreamlike world of the lyrics included in the Mexican song called La Petenera, interpreted as a song of the sea and within the concept of the fantastic mythological creatures such as the mermaid.
Ay, solitud, solitud, que mullaràs la guitarra d'aquest pobre mariner. Ai, soleta i solitud, per l'amor d'un jovenet. Ai, soleta i solitud, per l'amor d'un jovenet. Aigua de la mar veuria, ai, solitud, solitud, aigua de la mar salada, com més veuria més set. Ai, soleta i solitud, per l'amor d'un jovenet.
That's guitarist Mario Mas and singer Jordi Fornells performing the flamenco song called Solitud, recorded live at the Ermita del Calvari, in the city of Girona, Catalunya. Now I want to tell you about a completely different music style born in Barcelona in the 1960s, rumba catalana. The artist credited with the invention of this joyful and infectious music is Peret. Using the Spanish guitar as the main instrument, Peret blended Cuban son and American rock and roll, creating a completely new sound. Peret popularized it all over the Spanish-speaking world in the late 1960s and 70s. More recently, rumba catalana has been revived by groups like the Gypsy Kings, among others. Many people think this is flamenco, but it is not. On a Tuesday afternoon by a Barcelona beach, I talked to Sikus Carbonell, leader of the top rumba catalana band Sabor de Gracia. Here is Carbonell demonstrating the basics of rumba catalana.
Lo puedo variar ahora a la orilla del mar, pero esto es siempre en la letra. No te lo daba, como no te lo daba. Te pusiste a llorar, te lo varío otra vez. Lágrima tuya, una lágrima tuya.
Carbonell says at the heart of the rhythm is something called ventilador, a strumming technique using the right hand as a sort of fan that provides air to the strings. Now let's listen to Carbonell's band, Sabor de Gracia. Here's a tune called Gitanos Catalans, or Catalonian Gypsies, from their latest album called Sabor Parrato.
425, arribem a Perpinyà, amb carros i cavalls, a Catalunya ens varen quedar. Des d'aquell moment, i sense fer mal a ningú. Diferents cultures, el civisme han convidat. I en gitanos de Gràcia, i al barri d'Hostafres, a Tarragona i a Lleida, i al barri del Raval, i en gitanos a Reus, Girona, Manresa i Mataró, i en gitanos catalans per tot el món.
That's the rumba catalana band Sabor de Gràcia with a tune called Gitanos Catalans from their latest album Sabor Parrato. After spending a few days in Catalunya, I returned to Madrid for a couple days. As luck would have it, The day before I returned to Los Angeles, I met Andrea Salcedo, a 29-year-old flamenco guitarist from the state of Jalisco, Mexico. Salcedo is finishing her master's degree in flamenco at the Escuela de Música Creativa in Madrid. She started learning flamenco with her older brother and later from different teachers. From an early age, Salcedo has been following in the footsteps of Paco de Lucía. Earlier this year, an unexpected dream came true. She was invited to participate in the Paco de Lucía Legacy Festival in New York.
You're like, I can't believe this is happening. And to me, it was a very special moment, not only because Paco de Lucía is the reason why I'm a musician, you know, through meeting him one day, through having his signature in my guitar, through having him as my idol and figure my whole life, basically. But being there, celebrating his music, the fact that they brought us from Spain and made us part of that, and I got to be there a whole week with all my favorite artists. I got to perform with them. It was just, it's an experience that I never thought I would have in my life.
That's flamenco guitarist Andrea Salcedo. It's been such a pleasure doing this road trip. I want to thank a few friends whose help was crucial during the week I spent in Spain. First and foremost, my friend and colleague Lara López of Radio Nacional de España, Pedro Strukel in Barcelona, Mario Mas and Jordi Fornells in Girona. Thank you to my friend Sergi Almiñana for introducing me to Sicus Carbonell. Gracias Manuel Alema of the Instituto Cultural de México in España for introducing me to Andrea Salcedo. And a big thank you to Don Lukoff of DL Media. From her debut album called Fuente y Cauce de la Guitarra Flamenca, here is flamenco guitarist Andrea Salcedo with a piece composed by Paco de Lucía called Cepa Andaluza. Until next time, I'm Beto Arcos. Come on.
Thanks to Beto Arcos for being our learned guide. There was a lot packed into that road trip, so if you head to BBC Sounds, you can listen back to it at your leisure and maybe take some notes to help plan that trip to Spain you've been thinking of for a bit of flamenco in the flesh. Well, keep those dancing shoes on for now, though. Here's Irish trio Open the Door to Three and the Fairy Jig Set from their fourth album, A Prosperous Gale, released last week.
Thank you.
Fairy Jig Set from Irish trio Open the Door for Three. Now, here's something with a bit of everything in it from the Indonesian duo called Babon. Light Latino funk, Morricone-esque soundscapes, Wild West escapism and the blues. It's a stockpot that they call tropical desert music. Have a listen to this, Desert Rose. School friends Wayudi T. Raup and Rai Raditya, who go by the name of Babon, and the A-side of their debut 45. For those of you who aren't familiar with 45s, it's a very small vinyl record to be played at 45 RPM. You can find the full playlist of tonight's programme online at BBC Sounds, where you can also listen again to any of the Music Planets that have been aired over the last 30 days. Right, well, now it's time for a wee deep dive into the life and music of our classic artist this week. And it is Professor Liang Chai Ping. He was born in Gaoyang County, part of Hebei province in the north of China, around 1911. By the time he was in his mid-20s, he'd graduated in applied science and written a teaching manual on the guzheng, China's ancient plucked zither. Liang's love of the guzheng played a large part in its revival in the 20th century and helped to establish it as a major solo instrument and a central component of Chinese classical ensembles or orchestras. He toured all over Asia, Europe and America, made films about the instrument and composed new pieces for it. Although his legacy is unquestionable, Liang didn't actually record much music over his lifetime. He died aged 90 in Taipei, Taiwan, where he'd been living since 1949. I'm going to play you one of his compositions called Flowers on Brocade that he recorded around 1960 on his album China's Instrumental Heritage. Calming and meditative Flowers on Brocade from the master of the guzheng, Professor Liang Zaiping, our classic artist pick of the week. Well, I've just one more bit of music for you tonight, and it's epic. Epic in length, it's nearly 11 minutes long, and epic in name because it's from the legend that is Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Who would have thought that one of his recordings for Peter Gabriel's Real World Records would have been forgotten? The lost album, so to speak, named Chain of Light, was recorded 34 years ago in 1990, a time when Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan was on the brink of gaining truly global greatness, taking his music to whole new audiences outside of the traditional. And how was it found, therefore establishing that it had in fact been lost? Well, Real World Records was relocating its archives to a new space in 2021, and this tape was discovered in the move. So, together with the British Council, Real World Records released Chain of Light yesterday. Arguably, it is a recording of Nusrat at the height of his vocal prowess. There's also a documentary biopic called Ustad that is in the making and should be released next year. So, goodbye till next week. I leave you with Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and one of his Qawwal standards, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, the opening track of just four songs on this lost album, Chain of Light.
The unmistakable voice of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, finishing off today's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Martin Webb. Next week, Catherine Tekel presents a chance to hear a 2011 session from the late Toumani Djabate.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
150 years since the birth of Gustav Holst, join me, Donald MacLeod, as I explore the life and music of this pioneering English composer. From his most famous work, The Planet Suite, to overcoming academic, health and financial challenges, and his enduring friendship with Ralph Vaughan Williams. Composer of the Week, Holst.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
It's time now here on Radio 3 for The New Music Show, presented this week by Tom Service.
Welcome to the New Music Show. Tonight, we've exclusive live recordings for you from around the UK, from Belfast, Bangor, Edinburgh and Manchester, including a collaboration between Sam Salem and his group Distract Fold and members of the BBC Philharmonic. I'll be talking to Sam in just under an hour's time. But we're going to start tonight with a track from Resistance on Kate Carr's Flaming Pines label. This is the third compilation of music from Ukrainian-based artists who are working there right now, including this track by Christina Kirik, Phantoms of Perception. From Resistance Volume 3, that was Christina Kirik's Phantoms of Perception. Ghostly hopefulness there in the way that environmental sounds are transcended by her composition. Released on the 26th of October 2019,